It's genuinely nervous, actually. I'm now out in the zoo with David Tennant.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. This is Absolute Radio, and we're about to perform a live radio play written by everyone on Twitter. A Twitter-sode.
Yes. Call it what you will. It's a career ender.
No. It's a career booster.
What's slightly surreal is we're also performing this on the bed that I slept in for the last 15 years,
yep.
Which is also constructed out here.
Yeah. You can win this tomorrow morning. It seriously is David Tennant's, do you call it, raw iron bed?
It probably is iron. I'd say it is iron. I mean, there's less iron. There's bits have fallen off it. It's comfy though, right?
Yeah.
Snug.
It's very snug. It's not very big. For a big guy like you, this is quite a small bed for 15 years of fun. The stories. This bed could talk.
There were never more than two people on it at once.
Oh, really? Okay, when things got really busy, yeah? Okay, so you can win this tomorrow morning. We are filming the amazing... this is going to be 140 seconds, just like your average tweet is 140 characters. And we've got an amazing array of stars. Ready?
We have,
yeah,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the stars are all lined up. How are you feeling, David? Are you ready?
I'm trying to face it like a man.
Yeah. Richie, you ready with the sound effects?
I'm ready with the sound effects. I must admit, I have that sensation that I always have when it gets close to the moment of performance, and that is dread and fear. But there we go.
Sphincter tightening.
Yeah. Richie, have we the special...
Mine is certainly tight.
Have we got the special guest star on the line waiting?
The special guest star is on the line waiting.
He finally picked up the phone because you went to David 5 minutes ago. You couldn't call. Up the special guest star.
I'm now stitching my mates up in this as well.
Yeah. Martin, the security guard, are you ready?
I'm all ready. Ready for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've got no idea what happened there.
Right. Should we do this?
Yeah, okay. I'll start off your music and then OC, you have the first line. Ready?
Let's do it. Oh.
Doctor Who.
Oh, it's a good job the bed is here in the Absolute Radio Zoo. I'm getting so stressed about John and Edward doing Queen on this weekend's X Factor that it's putting me off being the host of the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
Very natural delivery you have there, Christian.
My word! The TARDIS has landed on this bed!
That wasn't the TARDIS sound effect. Oh! I'm not doing the voice, it doesn't deserve it.
How dare you coward! Shut up!
Oh, look! I've landed on a crappy old bed and narrowly missed taking out famous DJ, did you write this? Well, mildly well-known DJ Christian O'Connell. What's wrong, Christian? Your brow is furrowed.
Oh, Jedward are going to ruin Queen on the X Factor this weekend. The rumours are out there that they're going to do Radio Gaga. If only there was a way to stop them.
I could help you there. The master is the force behind this.
What, Simon Cowell?
No, John Sim.
He can't be. He's currently appearing in Speaking in Tongues at the Duke of York's Theatre until the 12th of December.
Trust me, I'll end this.
But you can't do this on your own. You'll need help. Hey, why don't you take Martin, Absolute Radio's long-serving security guard?
I'm sexier than Billy Piper and that frame I put together.
Very good.
Let's just check on the Gallifrey travel before you go.
There's a broken dead spaceship on the exit for Uranus.
A little cheeky Uranus gag there. Doesn't hurt anybody, does it, to keep it going? That's the kids turning off crying. Mummy, what's that? And let's get the radar weather for the galaxy.
We're expecting a meteor shower at lunchtime today.
I can also get Eddie the sports guy to find out how Gallifrey Athletic got on. Stick to the script, you'll understand the joke.
Okay.
I can also get Eddie, our sports guy, to find out how Gallifrey Athletic got on last night.
No bother, we must go. We've only got 140 seconds to play with.
That's
the toilet!
That's the toilet!
It's a toilet! Here I am at the master's lair.
Hello, doctor.
Oh, John, I'm so sorry, mate. I'm so sorry to have got you involved in this.
I thought you were being a DJ this week.
I'm trying. I am! But I thought you were currently appearing in Speaking in Tongues at the Duke of York's Theatre until the 12th of December.
I am, so book now to avoid disappointment. In between, I am plotting the downfall of the Cowell Empire by masterminding Jedward.
Very good. Not any longer, you're not. Martin, take him out.
You take that.
Wow, you're good. One punch and it's over. Oh, there we go. Wow, there we go.
There we go. A little bit late there, Richie.
Several punches and it's
nodding
over.
Off there, a little snatch. Hang on, who's in it? Oh, Martin. What?
It needed to be. We are running out of time. We have to get back to Christian before he starts the next song.
Let's go then, please.
Toilet sound effect. That's better. Wowzers! That was quick. Is it all done? Have you ended the Jedward nightmare?
Those freaky haired twins won't be bothering your weekends ever again.
That's great news. And could you do one more thing and give Danny Minogue more than one facial expression before you go?
I'm not a miracle worker.
You've been listening to the first ever Doctor Who Twitter-sode starring David Tennant as the Doctor, John Sim as the Master,
I'm sorry, John.
Christian O'Connell as the DJ,
good morning.
Martin Dijan as the security guard, Maggie Doyle as the travel bird, and Andrew Bailey as the newsreader.
Let's play a song now, Rich.